Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Every Friday at this time, we visit with the author of The Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats, Lieutenant David Haynes. And, Lieutenant, how many years on the force now for you?
It'll be 25, July 10th. So
tough time to be a good cop, huh?
Well, it's always a tough time, you know, to be a good cop. I mean, there's always seems like something's going on, but this is a life we've chosen. All you can do is keep your professionalism, keep your composure, hope for the best. I mean, the hardest thing now is some of the legal problems that are going on. But
sure.
As far as everything else, it seems like there's always something going on, and all you can do is keep working and keep trying to serve the people. So
yeah, I'm sure you've seen a lot in your years.
And in keeping with your theme for today, you know, sometimes you got to take lemons when they're handed to you and make lemonade.
Yeah, I know.
And then find somebody whose life has given them vodka and have a party.
Before we get to the restaurant news and your review, help yourself to chocolate cake. It's Control Room Joe's belated birthday celebration. Apparently, it's a year-round celebration here because his birthday was months ago.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you. What's the party for?
Nothing, Joe. Never mind.
It's 26th. What?
Restaurants still remain closed to indoor dining, but are poised to reopen June 27th if the state of Illinois graduates to phase four of the governor's plan. And so far, so good, I guess.
Yeah, and Chicago actually is going to be a few days later. I think they're talking July 1st.
Right.
But we're on pretty good, you know.
The numbers have been better.
Yeah.
So, numbers have been better around here. So let's talk about a couple of places. First of all, you found a place on West 95th that you like.
Yeah, it's a beautiful week this week, so I got to get the motorcycle out and go way south. People complained that I didn't do enough south side restaurants, so this way I got to go way south on my motorcycle a couple times. But the first place is called Poppin' Dough at 1235 West 95th Street, and this place is it's a real small place, but they have different flavored popcorn. You know, this place is sort of like a Garrett's meets Old Fashioned Donuts. You know, you have popcorn and donuts.
That sounds dangerous.
Right. Yeah, it is. And so they do the full-on cheese and caramel mix, the Chicago mix, and but they also have 16 other flavors of popcorn. I am kind of like I really like the caramel and cheese stuff, so that's what I got. I brought you some too.
Oh well, thank
see,
you.
Joe already took it because he thought it was his birthday present.
And so this is just a one-off, right? It's not a chain, is it?
No, it's not a chain. And they also do donuts, and they have this this magical touch that some of these donut places have, where they have the cake donuts with the either chocolate or glazed plain, and they're crispy on the outside and kind of doughy on the inside. I was going to bring you some donuts, but my kids got into them. So
that'll happen.
Yeah.
All right, so this place is at 1235 West 95th.
Yeah, and it's a family place. The father, mother, and two kids all work together. They have on the website, the youngest kid is in charge of eating the donuts, but it's been around for about 5 years, so I think he's a little older now. They also have shaved ice. It's like a snow cone.
You like that? It's hard to find around here.
It really is. And you forget the snow cone is not the chopped ice or whatever. This is the shaved ice, so it's like a real snowball.
That's like in Hawaii, what you get.
Yeah. And it was it was 90 degrees yesterday. I stopped in and
perfect.
I had a nice cherry. So they're 1235 West 95th Street. Very nice people. They also have a Juneteenth special. We wanted to talk about that later. So they have a Juneteenth special today. You can look on our Facebook page to see which items are $6.19. So
Poppin' Dough. Yeah, we've got more than 70 black-owned Chicago restaurants celebrating Juneteenth with specials that are $6.19. $6.19, and it's actually Chicago and the suburbs. The money stays with the individual restaurants. The goal of the campaign to encourage people to get out and support black-owned restaurants.
Yep.
And there are plenty of those, and actually you can find the whole list online. I know chicagotribune.com. You could probably go to Eater, that site, and find that as well. Continuing our Friday visit with the author of The Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats, Lieutenant David Haynes. And what did you review for us this week, Lieutenant?
Well, I was way south. I went down to Wonder Burger at 3333 West 111th Street. And this is recommended by Officer Kim Mattson, who works in the first deputy's office, who's about to retire, Tony Riccio. He works in his office.
Mm-hmm.
And she used to work for me a long, long time ago. Also from a police family. Her father and her brother are both police officers, been for 25 years.
Yeah, just like you, right?
Yeah. So she recommended Wonder Burger, and I went down there. It's connected with the La Fiesta restaurant at 3333 West 111th Street, and they share the same parking lot, and they have big top tents, which I'm really starting to enjoy the idea of these tents in the parking lot. I'm enjoying eating outside as long as I don't get rained on. So I'm wondering if we're going to keep this going, at least this year.
In Chicago, I mean, we're going to eventually run into some weather issues. But yeah, a lot of restaurants are making use of sidewalks, streets, parking lots, whatever they can get.
Yeah, I kind of like that, actually, aspect of this. But Wonder Burger has a very, very small menu. They have a Wonder Burger, a cheeseburger, and a patty melt. Those are the only sandwiches. They have chili. They have soup. And they have French fries and onion rings.
I like places that, you know, basically do one thing and they do it right. They don't need a big menu. So this sounds like the kind of place that definitely has a good burger.
Yeah, they do. Very good. And, you know, it's funny. I kind of love the places, and I didn't think about it before I got it. But they wrapped the burger. The burger comes, you know, in a half a wrapping, so half of it's wrapped in the paper.
Oh, that makes it taste better.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the wax paper.
You have to remember that if you unwrap it to put ketchup or whatever onto it, then, you know, it comes apart and it's hard to get back together. Somehow they have this way of wrapping it so that it stays together. But it's a real burger. It's not, it's obviously, and you can look at it, obviously not one of those frozen hockey pucks that they throw on the grill. It's fresh. It's fresh burgers. And the people were very nice. All the people that were sitting under the tent there, because I walked in sort of backwards, all the people that were sitting under the tent there seemed to know each other. They all called the waitresses by name.
I love it.
And they were like, yeah, if you just eat it, do I have to tell them to be seated? No, you could sit there. It's like they were the hosts. And the waitress came out, and she also called them all by name. It's obviously a neighborhood place. And so a lot of the police officers go down there, too. So it was really nice.
Just don't try to eat the burger in the car while you're driving, it sounds
no.
like.
Well, you know, I've got messy. Yelled at over the years. That's one of the nice things about being a lieutenant. People stopped yelling at me about eating in the car. But the other, I have the pipe and the cigar, so we can't do that in the cars anymore.
All right, 3333 West 111th Wonder Burger.
Yes.
A definite neighborhood place that people outside the neighborhood probably haven't heard of.
Yeah, and it's a little difficult to find. Because the restaurant that's on the street side is La Fiesta, which I think might be owned by the same people because they're sort of shared all the same facilities. The Wonder Burger is in the back part of the building, so unless you know it's there, they have a small sign, but unless you know it's there, you could drive by it and never see it.
Well, all right. Our thanks to Officer Mattson for recommending that. Glad you could check it out. We'll get to the restaurant news here next. We'll get to all the news at 7 from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Well, let's see. We were talking about the Juneteenth specials. What did we say? 70 black-owned Chicago restaurants, some in the suburbs, too, with specials for $6.19 for Juneteenth. Got to check that out.
Right. You know, can I just point out one that I looked up? Because you can see the Tribune has a whole list of all the Juneteenth specials. One of them that really struck me was Uncle John's Barbecue and Dat Donuts at 8251 South Cottage Grove. Both have Juneteenth specials, which is one of my favorite places because they share the lobby. So when you walk in, you have on one side the barbecue smell and on the other side the donut smell, and they don't mix. You can stand in each nostril and smell one or the other. And you can take your choice, which you want, barbecue or donuts. But
I've not been there, but why do I think you're being generous by referring to it as the lobby?
It's one door that way, one door that way. That's it.
Okay, that's at 8251 South Cottage. What did you say the name of that was?
Well, Uncle John's Barbecue's on one side, and Dat Donuts is on the other.
All right. That sounds like a good place. And you've been exploring the South Side lately, haven't you?
Yeah. Why?
Well, because you went to a bakery as well.
Oh, well, this is under openings. Yeah, that's the bakery was actually in Evanston. So,
okay, all right.
If you want to stick on the South Side for a minute, the Woodlawn at 1200 East 79th has reopened its rooftop deck for dining.
Oh, okay.
They were closed for this whole the pandemic thing, and now they started to reopen. Just last week, they opened up their rooftop deck, which is beautiful. I've actually not tried the food, but the place is beautiful. So
that's 1200 East 79th.
Right. And the Virtue at 1462 East 53rd is open, and it's serving its dirty rice in the Sidewalk Cafe. Great Louisiana food. Been there a million times.
But right. Now up to Evanston.
Now up to Evanston. So this was an interesting story. Hewn Bakery at 1733 Central Street had been planning to move before the pandemic. And then the pandemic hit like literally a week after they went and looked at their new place. And in the midst of the pandemic and in the midst of losing, they had to lay off half their staff. They lost a bunch of their they were kind of like the other bakery I talk about where they have restaurants. Is there mm-hmm. So they lost most of their business. They've redone their business to do to people and were able to accomplish the move all while never closing down. They kept going. So it's a really interesting story. There's two ladies up there, and I'm sorry I lost their names. But
It's good that you're giving them a shout-out. They need all the help they can get.
Yeah, so Hewn Bakery at 1733 Central Street in Evanston up there has been doing a great job. So it's a good story. So
yeah, glad to mention them. And I see a couple of Italian places on your list that I've been to that are outstanding.
Yeah, but then it's sad to say Francesca's on Taylor Street is closing and closing permanently. But, I mean, there's other Francescas, but that's the only one I've ever been to.
Yeah, I've been to the one up in the Burbs, which is great. Yeah. And I hadn't been down there on Taylor in quite a while. That is depressing to hear.
Yeah, it's
closing because of the pandemic and what they've had to go through. We think
they may have had other problems because the rent that they owed, I guess, was a lot according to the newspaper story. It doesn't seem like that's only the last couple months, but so they might have had problems beforehand. And this just sort of was a straw that broke the camel's back. Devanti and Enoteca, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right.
Also that's close enough.
Also on Taylor Street is closing permanently, too.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, we're going to lose a lot of restaurants. Some, you know.
Yeah, they have another location, at least one that I know of, Devanti and Oteca as well. But there's something about eating that Italian food on Taylor Street.
Yeah,
that
I love Taylor Street.
Feels right.
I love Taylor Street. I mean, and it's really too bad. Now, there's a lot of changes, and Taylor Street's remained Taylor Street my entire life. So hopefully something will fill the breach and we'll be fine. But it's too bad to see it. You know what? Another closing, if I got a minute. This is a little off the restaurants. But the Mercury Theater is closing. One of my favorite theaters to go to, and we've talked about this before. I love going to plays, but I can't afford to go downtown to plays. I can't. You know, so I love going to neighborhood plays.
Yeah, that was a great North Side spot.
I saw Spamalot there, and it was fantastic. So, I hope that comes back somehow, because I'm really going to miss the Mercury Theater.
And you've got Vaughn's Pub on your list here. Don't tell me they're closing.
No.
Good. That was, all right, thank you.
That was actually one of my thank yous. I have a list of, over the next few weeks with, you know, people who during the protests and stuff were really good. I'm not sure if Vaughn sent over food or if somebody got us food and got it from Vaughn's. But Vaughn's was, they sent over this shepherd's pie and corned beef that was just so absolutely phenomenal that I wanted to mention it. It's a 5485 North Northwest Highway. It's not like it's a neighborhood place. I've been there before. I just don't remember it tasting so good. So it's been a while since I've been there. I'm gonna have to go back there and check it out. But their shepherd's pie and their corned beef that they sent over at mid for the guys on midnights. So it was like when they were getting ready to close, they sent over all this food. It was great.
That's your beat, Jefferson Park, right?
Right, Jefferson Park. Yeah.
Got anything planned for Father's Day special?
Yeah, but gonna smoke a brisket in my new smoker. I was thinking about having an extra vention. You know what that is?
A what?
An extravention. It's no. kind of like an intervention is when your whole family gets together and tells you what your problem is.
Uh-huh.
An extravention is where you gather your whole family and you tell each and every one of them what their problem is.
Well, I'll try that.
It's cathartic.
Yeah, I may need to call you for help if I do that. All right, thanks as always, Lieutenant David Haynes, and we'll see you right here, same time, same station next week, okay?
All right.
Hey, let's be careful out here.